The human body is being put to the test. In recent weeks, Qantas has run non-stop flights from Sydney to London and New York. The airline hopes to introduce direct routes to these destinations by 2022, but researchers are first assessing the health impacts of these long-haul flights.
You don't know whether to go forward or backward.
Yeah.
Ori Schaefer, a professor at the Advanced Science Research Center at the City University of New York, says the advances presents new challenges for the human body clock.
We need to change the clock in our brain every time we change time zones. The fact of the matter is that the brain and the clock has a very interesting way of doing that. And so it takes many days, typically, to reset that clock, unlike the simple resetting of a wristwatch.
These scientists at the City University of New York are studying fruit flies to better understand how body clocks work. As research continues in this field, many frequent travellers have developed their own methods to help cope with jet lag. Kurosh Hashemi runs the travel website RoadGoat and in a previous job claims to have taken 50 flights in a six-month period.
If I can fall asleep on the flights, I definitely will let myself fall asleep. I think like in general, at least like more, you know, if more sleep is better than less sleep. And then kind of just deal with the situation once you get there.
But regular travellers warn that jet lag can impact people differently. When it comes to fighting jet lag, everyone has their own tricks. Some say sleep is key and swear by supplements like melatonin to adjust to new time zones. And of course, there's always coffee to help you power through the day.
And you'll see your jet lag plan is right here.
A number of mobile applications have also been developed to help with jet lag. CEO of Timeshifter Mickey Bear Clausen says exposure to light is a crucial factor. By putting your flight details into the app, it calculates when you should see or avoid light.
If you see the right light at the right time, you will shift your clock really quickly to a new time zone. But if you see the wrong light at the wrong time, you'll make jet lag much worse. And doing that is actually quite easy to comply with, because if you need to see light and you're in a dark plane, you just crank up the brightness of your iPad or computer, watch a movie, do some work. That's enough artificial light to really shift the clock the right way.
For the app to be effective, Bayer Clausen says you have to follow its advice several days before and after your flight. By gradually adjusting your body clock, they claim it can help travellers hit the ground running. William Denzelow, New York.